On a winter day in the Highlands Ranch suburb of Denver, construction workers are finishing the steel beams framing the newest branch of Children's Hospital of Colorado. It's part of Colorado's nearly $3.5 billion hospital building boom.
It'll be a 12-bed inpatient unit, and we'll have a full array of outpatient services here as well to complement our service lines at the main campus.
That's Children's Hospital Vice President Jared Milton. He's visiting the construction site at a ceremony for the topping out of the new building. This will be a complete hospital, but with a tiny number of beds, just a dozen compared to the 400 at the main Children's Hospital in Aurora. Milton says the new hospital doesn't need that many because most of the children will go home to heal.
This is our goal, is to try to keep people out of the hospital and treat them in the ambulatory environment if possible.
Maine Ferris is the head of St. Joseph Hospital in Denver. It is adjusting to the same revolution. The latest technology is leading to shorter recuperation time.
We have the ability to do procedures that are less invasive, less traumatic for the patient, and that allow us to do things in a way that the patient can go home sooner.
At the same time, though, baby boomers are aging and will need more care. Plus, the healthcare law means more people will have insurance to pay for hospital procedures starting next year. With all these changes happening at once, hospitals somehow must figure out just what to build.
The future healthcare is unknown for everybody, and none of us believe there'll be more money. We all believe there'll be less money for healthcare going forward. So we have to be more efficient in how we provide healthcare.
Despite public resistance to the high cost of healthcare, St. Joseph found it just had to replace an outdated building. This is the state's most expensive hospital project at more than $600 million. Ferris says the investment is necessary.
So the new building will be a very green building. It'll use as little energy as possible, certainly much less than this old structure does. And those dollars then can be redirected into patient care.
Those dollars also are being directed into some really beautiful buildings. Many look like expensive hotels. Soaring atriums and stone fireplaces are replacing cramped lobbies. Hospitals say the cost of this will pay off for patients.
Well, there's actually quite a bit of research done related to ambiance and the way hospitals feel. We focus on what we call the art of healing. Colors and light and art and all of that complement the healing process and help people get out of the hospital quicker.
Also driving this hospital building boom are low interest rates. And in this down economy, construction companies are eager for work, and they have cut their prices. That has allowed hospitals around the state, from Pueblo to Aspen, to renovate and expand. They want to make sure they hold on to their business of treating patients, even when those patients don't stay overnight. Ann Imsey, Colorado Public News.